Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Anti-Semitism is ripe in this country, and rather than stamp it down, the Democrats seem to be embracing it. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Democrats have applauded the election of Keith Ellison as a Minnesota attorney general. He is anti-Semitic. He was the number two person in the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. He is someone who supports Louis Farrakhan. Farrakhan calls Jews termites. He wants them to be eradicated because what do you do with termites? You gas them. They eat the foundation away, and so you destroy them. He calls Jews termites. Obama proudly got his picture taken with Louis Farrakhan. He's never denounced him. Neither has Keith Ellison. Now the Democrats applaud the fact that he is the new Attorney General of Minnesota. And also, there were two other anti-Semites that were elected. They're applauding the fact that these are the first two women Muslims. But what they're not saying, and what is front and center for both of them, is that they're anti-Israel, anti-Semites. In fact, there is a video of the Democrat Rashida Tlaib dancing wearing the Palestinian flag at a victory party following her election victory. Her mother is there. She calls herself a Palestinian American. She is Muslim, and she is supporting Palestine. She is an anti-Israel. There is no state of Palestine. And yet she is heavily promoting that. The other one, and this is from Minnesota, she was also elected, Ilhan Omar. And here's what she said in her tweet. In her tweet, she says, "Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Hashtag Gaza, hashtag Palestine, hashtag Israel."
You know, this is really concerning, Matt. It seems like part of the agenda for them to infiltrate these elected offices so that they can make decisions in favor of the Muslim religion and their violence and et cetera, and against Israel, which we are, as Christian Americans, supposed to stand with and support.
Yeah, this is
really concerning.
This historically, Republicans and Democrats, they haven't been as divided as they are now. I think it really started under the Bill Clinton time frame, and it's gotten worse, and it really got escalated under Obama to an unprecedented degree, and it's continuing to get worse.
Well, he opened the door more so.
What you had was, and even by and large, what you have even today, but it's changing. And that is, there's been unity on Israel. If you go back to the 1990s, the law was overwhelmingly passed by Democrats and Republicans. And that was a law that ultimately said, we're going to move our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Now, Bill Clinton and the Bushes, George W. Bush and Obama, they all avoided that. That was a bipartisan law.
Mm-hmm.
To move the embassy to Jerusalem. President Donald Trump promised that he would keep that promise, and he did keep the promise, the only one who actually kept his promise to do that. Now what you're seeing within the Democratic Party is a fracturing of support for Israel. And it used to be you could always have bipartisan support, no matter whether you're polarized in other areas, coming together to support Israel as our ally. And now what you're seeing in the Democratic Party is a fracturing of that. You're seeing a very serious concerns, not just a lessening of support for Israel, but anti-Semitism, which you're moving from support of Israel to not even the position of being neutral or non-committal, but completely on the opposite end of the spectrum to be anti-Israel.
And calling them termites and horrible things like that.
Yeah, and Louis Farrakhan is someone, Linda Sarsour, the co-founder of the Women's March. Linda, she ultimately is proud to be somebody who stands by Louis Farrakhan. Keith Ellison has been a supporter and has been it many times in the presence of Louis Farrakhan. He's the number two guy, was the number two guy of the DNC, now the Attorney General of Minnesota. Barack Obama has a photo that they wouldn't release during his presidency, but released afterward, of him standing with a big grin beside Louis Farrakhan. And yet he says that the Jews were behind 9/11. He says that they are termites, that he is anti-termite. He's not anti-Semite. He said just recently he's anti-termite. And yet not a single Democratic leader has come out to condemn that statement.
Right. I mean, he's even called Caucasians white devils. I mean, so this man is horribly rude and disrespectful to other people that aren't like him.
And so now what you have are two Muslim women, and some people are they're very excited about the fact that they won, because it's the first Muslim women to ever win election to Congress.
Hmm.
And yet what we have are two Muslim women, anti-Semites, anti-Israel individuals. That is not something to celebrate. That's something to be sad about, to be concerned about. One of these was in Michigan, and the other was in Minnesota. Now, if you go to Minnesota, if you've ever been to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, you'll find that there are a lot of Muslim populations, mostly Somalians, that live in that particular area, because that has been a place of significant Somalia refugee migration. And Mayo, of course, is a world-renowned medical center, and some of the princes and the families have come from their countries for medical treatment at Mayo Clinic. So that place has become very heavily populated with various Somalia refugees. This is the area in which one of them, Omar, who will be sworn in January, that's where she comes from, and this is what she said in the tweet. Again, Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Hashtag Gaza and hashtag Palestine. She's going to be a member of Congress.
You know, and there's another one that was on the ballot, and he was the grandson of a Palestinian terrorist who was Arafat's deputy and was involved in the murder of 11 Israeli athletes in the 1972 Olympics. So there's definitely an agenda there. Very concerning.
I remember very clearly what was going on in the 1972 Olympics. I was in high school at that time. I remember that. I know people in Israel who were members of the Mossad, who ultimately were tasked with tracking down some of those terrorists around the world. And to have somebody who was involved in that
right.
to go in and capture and kill these Olympic athletes from Israel. These were Jewish athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They went in there and they broke into the Olympic village, and they captured and ultimately killed these Olympic athletes. And the only reason they did it is because they were Jewish.
Right. So to have these people come into office in America is very, very concerning. We should be alert.
And this Rashida, this is the woman from Michigan, heavily Democratic 13th congressional district. It was an uncontested race for the open seat, which is hard to believe. How can it be an uncontested race? I mean, where are the people to contest that?
Right.
But in Michigan, uncontested race there, and she won. And if you watch the video of her celebration, it is extreme. Dancing, draping herself, draping her mother in the Palestinian flag. And of course, Michigan goes back some parts of it to Henry Ford. Henry Ford was anti-Semitic. Henry Ford ultimately republished the Chronicles of the Elders of Zion, which was an anti-Semitic hit piece that tried to blame the Jews for all kinds of things that were absolutely bizarre. And Ford ultimately was part of that. He was all part of this whole eugenics movement. And Jews were not very high, in fact, were very low on his priority list. He was anti-Semitic through and through. No wonder why some of those residuals still are there in pockets of Michigan. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Stand with us as we stand with Israel. We have Christians in Defense of Israel. That's CIDI, Christians in Defense of Israel. You can learn more about it at our website, lc.org, or Christians in Defense of Israel, CIDIsrael.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.